Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free by dialing up at 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. You can also reach us via Skype at username lrn.fm. So feel free to hook up with us in that way if you prefer. I do prefer if you get the chance to call on Skype. It usually sounds better than the telephone. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You submit content right there to the front page of the website. Via our Reddit-based system, it is totally free to use. You can submit YouTube's video or news story or blog post, whatever you think is most interesting, whatever you think we should talk about on the radio. Of course, best way to get your ideas on the air is to call in at 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And we're going to start out with what is pretty big news right now. It's the CIA torture report. Has been unclassified, though, from what I understand, not completely. Much of it is still redacted, apparently. But what has not been redacted, what has been released, is apparently pretty horrifying. Here's Reason.com's summary of the story. This thing just hit, I believe, today. This published December 9th on Reason.com's hit-and-run blog by Nick Gillespie. The Senate torture report, officially known as the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence's Study of the Central Intelligence Agency's Detention and Interrogation Program.
What's that short enough to?
Torture report. is finally out after years Bold of delay. Over 500 pages long, it covers CIA actions toward prisoners in the War on Terror from 2001 through about 2009. And it is, at first blush, a truly devastating document on every possible level.
Why'd they release it if it's devastating?
Well, that's a darn good question, Mark. I don't know.
Okay.
You can do that research if you'd like. Not only did the CIA systematically and routinely lie to the executive branch, charges the report, it did the same with the legislative branch.
Well, that's really convenient for the politicians.
Well, they lied to us.
Yeah. At essentially every opportunity, they lied to the legislative branch. Here's a quote.
We got to win this war for these stupid politicians that don't know how to do anything.
From what I understand, Mark, it was the Barack Obama administration did try to deny the release of this document at some point.
Okay.
So maybe that's why it's taken so long, but why it was pushed for why the release was pushed for, I don't know, and who it was that pushed for it, I don't know that either. I don't follow the internal goings-on of the political system. But it's
probably a better way not to get lied to.
So here's an excerpt from the executive summary. Again, this report's over 500 pages long. Quote, much of the information the CIA provided to the media on the operation of the CIA's detention and interrogation program and the effectiveness of its enhanced interrogation techniques was inaccurate and was similar to the inaccurate information provided by the CIA to the Congress, the Department of Justice, and the White House. So all three branches.
Yeah, I'm very interested in hearing about these inaccuracies, because what we've found, up to this point is that torture is pretty ineffective in getting the right information out of the criminal. Now, it works on 24. Is that the name of the
television show?
Yeah, the television show. It works awesome there. Mm. But I have a little news for people. That's fiction, and you can't always trust fiction. This is really, it's sad that this is torture. Somehow or another, 24 is generally going to get brought up relatively quickly in a conversation about torture.
Now, there's also the show Homeland, which I've never seen. I've never seen 24. I've never seen Homeland.
Nor have I.
And
it's because you hate America, people.
And now, what was the film about the torturing in Osama bin Laden? What was that called? That came out last year or something?
Boy, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll look it up. But again, that was something that I haven't seen, but people were saying that it lent credence to the idea that harsh interrogation techniques led to the capture of Osama bin Laden.
Was that the Zero Dark 30?
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
Okay. I've only heard of it in passing. going on here. This is back to Gillespie at Reason.com. Lying to the media is the least of the problems the report lays bare. To make matters even worse, and really, it's hard to know when we've reached the bottom with this one, the report notes that the CIA failed to consult either with its own experts or outside, or rather outside ones, on the efficacy of torture. Quote, from the report, the CIA did not review its past experience with coercive interrogations or its previous statement to Congress that, quote, inhumane physical or psychological techniques are counterproductive because they do not produce intelligence and will probably result in false answers. That's a quote from the CIA previously that they had stated to Congress, so they didn't even review their own opinion.
John McCain basically backed this up. It's the one thing that I can sort of agree with the guy on is...
Wait, John McCain was leading the charge to release this? Is that what you're saying? When you said
to release this. He was saying during the time when they were talking about torture. Mm-hmm. The torture was on the nation's mind, as it were, at one point.
Speaking and from... he and Dianne Feinstein both made statements today along with the release of this report.
Okay.
So he was coming from the perspective of the former POW.
Hey, I've been tortured. Yeah. It doesn't work.
So, and then there's this. Between 2002 and 2009, the report says, quote, the CIA made a series of representations to officials at the White House, the Department of Justice, and Congress, asserting that the CIA's enhanced interrogation techniques were uniquely effective and necessary to produce otherwise unavailable intelligence that the U.S. government could not obtain
from other sources. But it works for us.
That, this is again Gillespie, that need was the moral warrant used to coax reluctant legislators and others to go along. Whatever you think of torture, it works. And we're in a war for our very existence, don't you understand? A redacted 2003 email in the report spells out the way that the CIA talked about its needs. Quote from the email, simply put, detainee information has saved countless American lives inside the U.S. and abroad. We believe there is
yes,
no
countless,
doubt.
Countless, meaning zero.
Zero. That's probably the case, Mark.
You know, the thing that stinks about this is that when we were talking about this stuff 5 years ago or however long it was, you know, we were vilified, called un-American, called cowards, called stupid, called everything in the book. And then when the piece of paper gets released, you know this is going to get its moment in the sun. It's going to get a couple of days, right. Tops. And then it just is going to peter off.
Oh,
this
sure.
War went on, and this conversation went on about torture. It went on for months and months.
Well, it might peter off. It might not peter off right away, Mark. If there's enough outrage, they may
there
remove
won't be,
the
though.
Head of the CIA and replace him with someone
yeah.
else.
Congratulations. The next generation, 20 years from now, they'll be doing it again.
That's right.
Assuming the American empire still exists at that point.
Well, because I think the government guys believe, and there may be evidence for them to have this belief, that the American people can be fooled by the simple act of replacing a department head. Oh, you know what? We are so shocked by this news. CIA, you naughty, naughty boys. You guys are lying to us. You have lied to all of the departments of the U.S. federal government, and normally that's a crime, but since you've done it, it's not a crime.
Didn't Obama already pardon all these guys ahead of time?
I think they did something like that, yeah. So, yeah, normally it would be a lie, it would be a crime to lie to the federal government, but you guys are law enforcement, so I guess we'll give you a pass. But shame on you, tisk tisk, you in charge of the CIA, I don't know who the hell it is, some bureaucrat, you're fired. And now here's a little golden parachute for you. We'll get you we're going to get you a job in the corporate military-industrial complex. Don't worry. It'll be a few months, but you'll pop back up over at Halliburton or Z or whatever the hell they're calling themselves these days.
They'll be there.
We'll get you a consultancy. You'll get, you know, $100,000 a year. Okay?
$100,000 for a federal employee, please.
Oh, for a consultant? No one is. I don't know. It's 500,000. Yeah, a million. Whatever.
And then now,
something comfy.
And then to the American people, the CIA now under
new
management.
Right. We have got them under control, and they could use the politicians in 2016 could use this as an issue. Like, I will be the one who will get the CIA under control. It will be me, Rand Paul. I will make sure that, you know. Whatever promises, which, of course, whenever they get elected, won't actually come to fruition. And like you said, 20 years later, we'll find out that the torture has become even more horrifying than what you'll hear about in this 500-page report. The toll-free number tonight is 855-453. Maybe we're just being cynical, though.
I can't help but be cynical. Somebody tell me how not to be cynical about this.
There's a lot more to talk about in this report. Reason has more of their summary coming up. Also, the folks over at the Daily Beast have what they call the most gruesome moments in this report.
Did you support torture a few years ago? Has your mind changed? Are you still on board? Do you think that this is bull crap?
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
We're coming up.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com. To find a store near you.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. A Skype username, lrn.fm.
And we got coffee for you. You can get a whole free pound of coffee from BuzzBox. Shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. Great coffee. And competitively priced with other high-end coffees. You get on their auto-ship program, meaning you can select how much coffee you want, the kind of coffee you want, and how often you want it shipped to you. And, of course, you can cancel any time, but you get that first pound free. Just pay the shipping cost over at coffee.freetalklive.com. Plus, every 10 listeners of Free Talk Live that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com means we can fund one new microloan every month out to folks in different parts of the world where it's pretty tough to make a living, and this can help them make a better life for themselves. So not only are you drinking great coffee, but you're helping people all around the globe by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, that's coffee.freetalklive.com. The torture report is out. It's 500 pages long, more than 500 pages long, according to Nick Gillespie over at Reason.com. There's another story at the Daily Beast about the most gruesome moments in the CIA report, but the Reason story continues here in regards to, they've started out to discussing how the CIA has been essentially lying to, straight up lying to the executive branch, to the Justice Department, and to the legislature. So there's plenty of evidence of that now, as though that's never happened in the past, but it's continued to happen. And there's more to the story here. Plus, we can talk about body cams. The police body cam controversy continues. That's on the way here tonight. Also, the Pirate Bay is down. We'll talk about what happened there if we get the chance. Of course, your calls, if you make them, 855-450-FREE. Back to the Reason story. So they're pointing out here the CIA is claiming that their detainee information that they get through torture has saved countless American lives. But yet their previous opinion was that the interrogation of, you know, physical and psychological techniques, these inhumane techniques, are counterproductive, said the CIA previously.
They changed their mind.
Yeah. Yet in surveying, this is back to Nick Gillespie at Reason, yet in surveying 119 cases of prisoners held at various places and looking at the 8 most frequently cited examples of plots thwarted and terrorist captures provided by the CIA as evidence for the effectiveness of their enhanced interrogation techniques, a very different reality emerges. The committee found that the CIA's representations to be inaccurate and unsupported by CIA records. Among the thwarted plots were the Jose Padilla dirty bomb operation, the Karachi plots, and the captures of Ayman Faris and Hambali, among others. Dick Cheney, who acknowledged he hadn't read the report, has already written it off as a bunch of hooey. A banal epithet to characterize what reads like something approaching moral monstrosity. Whether the report sparks violence in the Middle East and beyond, I'm betting our actual foreign policy over even just the past few years is the likelier culprit. It's a terrible but necessary examination of what the United States has allowed to happen under the name of making the world safe from terrorism, which, of course, there's still plenty of terrorism in the world, so the idea that the world is safe from it's pretty ridiculous. Most accounts have the Senate Republicans dissenting from the report's conclusion. Conclusions. By all means, bring on the debate over what was actually going on in an agency that has never been particularly respectful of either the Constitution or respect for any limitations placed upon it. We may well learn things that shed new light on some of the report's darkest passages. But until that happens, it seems as if the Senate report is one more reason to deeply, deeply question the government when it tells you that it's being straight, even with itself, and asks that you surrender any aspect of your freedom or skepticism in the name of safety. So that's kind of a summary of some of the lies that were told in this information in the, you know, whatever committee it was that put this together, basically denouncing the claims of the CIA as lies and ineffective.
It never gets sweet. The I told you so. Like, I was told my whole life that I told you so was supposed to be sweet, that I was supposed to be able to dance around and really enjoy myself saying I told you so. But yeah. I don't. I don't. I don't feel like there's any joy in finding out that, oh, well, duh, we knew torture didn't work. What was wrong with the collective consciousness of America that they thought that this was okay suddenly?
Did Americans, I mean, what was Americans' opinion?
Yeah, they did.
I mean, were there polls done that found that Americans overwhelmingly supported this?
I don't know
rendition?
About overwhelmingly. I could find it out.
Majority? I mean, I'm just curious. I don't know.
That was my understanding of things.
Well, I mean, people...
There was a war on, for God's sakes.
Well, I mean, people knew about it. People knew about it. But do they really know, right? Like, I mean, it's one thing to hear, well, we're torturing the bad guys. But then when you started seeing, like, the videos come out of, there was, like, a couple people, was it, like, a rap star or something at one point who submitted himself to be tortured? I forget who it was.
Sean Hannity did, too.
Did Hannity do it?
I recall.
Somebody submitted themselves.
Mancow did it.
Yeah, and he gave up real fast to the waterboarding.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, some people who thought it was, oh, it's no big deal, you just pour water on somebody's face. And then, well, here's what it's really like, that people don't understand when they just hear something that's talked about in sort of a press release manner. They don't understand the reality of it. Yeah, there's television that dramatizes it, but, you know, obviously you can't really understand torture until you've gone through it, which, of course, would explain why John McCain was speaking out against this, of all people. So, to try to paint a more accurate picture, I know these are just words, but it's more of a detailed structure on what was happening from this report. This is from the dailybeast.com, the headline here: the most gruesome moments in the CIA torture report. The CIA's rendition, interrogation, and detention programs were even more nightmarish than you could imagine. Interrogations that lasted for days on end. Detainees forced to stand on broken legs or go 180 hours in a row without sleep.
God.
You know what happens when you do that?
You just go crazy.
You will go very crazy. A prison so cold, one suspect essentially froze to death. The Senate Intelligence Committee is finally releasing its review of the CIA's detention and interrogation programs, and it is brutal. Here are some of the most gruesome moments of detainee abuse from a summary of the report obtained by the Daily Beast. The CIA has previously said that only three detainees were ever waterboarded: Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, and Abd al-Rahim al-Nashiri. But records uncovered by the Senate Intelligence Committee suggest there may have been more than three subjects. The Senate reports described a photograph of a well-worn waterboard surrounded by buckets of water at a detention site where the CIA has claimed it never subjected a detainee to this procedure.
Mm.
In a meeting with the CIA in 2013...
I'd like to point out before we go on that that it's likely, we'll never know, but it's likely that the whole Iraq war, the whole yellow cake claim, came from a guy who was tortured in Egypt under the supervision, to some extent, of the CIA, and that whole war was bull crap. I mean, obviously, I think a lot of people thought, oh, yeah, we didn't beat them 10 years ago, so let's go get them. At least we'll get some lower gas prices out of it and, you know, those kind of things. And I got to say, I did support the Iraq war. Do you remember that, Ian?
Oh, yes.
Back in the day, I supported going into Iraq, but I didn't really know why. It was all based in fear. If they can get you scared, then that's all it takes.
All right, so we're going to go through these items on the list from the Daily Beast about the most gruesome moments in the CIA torture report so you can have a better understanding of what was allegedly going on. 855-450-FREE if you'd like to share your thoughts with us on torture. Did you support it, and did you change your mind or not? 855-450-FREE.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, Well Point's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls toll free. Also, we'll continue to go over some of the horrors. We've just barely scratched the surface. According to the CIA torture report, over 500 pages long, on what allegedly really happened, or at least another version of the story, one that you're not going to get from the CIA directly. This is some sort of committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, has reviewed the CIA's detention and interrogation programs and has determined that the CIA's been lying to everybody.
The government investigated itself and found out that it was lying.
Yep.
Wow.
To itself. That's how crazy, you know, things can be with the federal government. So we're going to continue that list. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE for your comments. You can share with us your thoughts on torture. Have you changed your mind about it over time? And you can also bring up anything.
If you believe in the ideas of liberty like I do, you probably have had the experience that I have of watching movies and reading books where it's you can sort of see the underlying statist, collectivist propaganda that's inside of it. And that makes it can make it difficult to immerse yourself in the story. Well, one solution to that is enjoying liberty-oriented entertainment. I listened to one of the best pieces of audio theater I've heard recently, and it's so good I'd call it an audio movie, like played out on the screen of your mind. It has big-name actors, Skandar Keynes of Chronicles of Narnia, James Cosmo of Braveheart, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, Joanne Froggatt of Downton Abbey,
It's a CD set, and it's called In Freedom's Cause. And it's one of the greatest stories of the struggle of freedom in recorded history, the story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce. It's like Braveheart, only it's historically accurate. History's been gutted and sanitized, and Freedom's Cause brings history alive for kids and adults in a wholesome way. This is the kind of thing that you can give to any young person and be happy about that. You can give the gift of freedom this year to your loved ones. I'm going to call this the Liberty Gift of the Season, as a matter of fact, infreedomscause.com. And we've got a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. Use coupon code FTL to get the Family 4-pack of CDs for half price. Infreedomscause.com. Coupon code FTL.
All right, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Nick is in Pittsburgh. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Nick. Good. Go ahead.
Good. First-time caller, first-time listener, just got put on to you guys. Love what you're doing. Love for the people that stand for liberty. It's a pretty great thing to see. Wish there was more of us just like it. And the reason I wanted to call in was because it seems to be that the Facebook that you guys have posted this decorated Marine holding up a sign that basically said you don't join to put in your opinions or ideology. You join to serve. And the meme, the title of the meme was that these are the people that are coming for your guns when they attempt to abolish the Second Amendment and push people possibly into FEMA camps. And the statist mentality, what I question in these people, in these statists, is their own morality and their own consciousness. Because these people, these statists, these henchmen, these political henchmen are really just order followers. And at what point does their own conscious morality override following the order of the state? Or is it?
It's a lot easier not to. If you work for the government, it's very it's very easy. It's very difficult to go against the flow and very easy to just sort of follow orders.
Right. It's what one person says right now in this moment might be different from what they actually do in the moment where they're being given the order. Interestingly enough, I know you said you're a new listener, so you probably weren't tuned in. I think it was, what, about a week ago when this guy, or someone claiming to be the guy in the picture, called the show out of the blue. So again, dude claiming to be the guy who's in the picture, claiming that, you know, he didn't make the meme, obviously, but it was his original sign. He said that, those words on the sign that he was holding up about how you join to serve, et cetera, were his original words. It wasn't like it was Photoshopped in that way.
Specifically about the conflict and potential conflict in Syria.
And we brought up the, you know, the fact that here in the United States, after Hurricane Katrina, that there were members of the U.S. military, in this case, I think it was the National Guard in that instance, that were going house to house and confiscating guns from people. And
he said he would never do that.
He said that he wouldn't, but at the same time, he also qualified the statement, Mark, by making some sort of statement about, like, well, what was the reason that they were taking the gun? So as long as the reason given was persuasive to him, he would engage in it. And that was his answer now when he wasn't actually facing the actual order being given.
Yeah, and that's what I pointed out to them. So if they tell you some story that's good enough for you, you'll do it. And that's the difficulty is that we get just the people in the military and we regular citizens get spoon-fed stuff, and it may or may not be true. You never know.
I'm sorry, Ian. Did you say something about Photoshop? Were all those – did the man claim that the words were different from
– No.
Okay.
The words on his sign, just to be clear, so the picture we're talking about was posted to the Facebook page, about a week and a half ago, something like that, by Mark. And it's a meme that has a photo of a Marine holding a sign.
Is he a Marine? I didn't know that. I thought he was.
That's what Nick said.
The Army.
Nick said he's a Marine.
He seemed to be in a Marine, a dressed Marine. Not in the battle dress uniform, but the actual dress uniform of a Marine.
I'll take your word for it. I wouldn't know.
Looking at his chest, he seemed to be fairly decorated, probably a tour or two overseas, I would imagine.
He's a sergeant, and I think he had done two tours, if I remember correctly. Right. And this is assuming this is the guy, right? Like, he was very believable, but, you know, somebody who called in.
He played the role.
You could be Napoleon, for all I know.
What was most striking to me about that picture and his words was the end, when he says to get a job. I'm happy to say I have a job. And he, unfortunately, doesn't. He, you know, if all he is a U.S. Marine, then that doesn't satisfy my requirements having a job.
You're a former Marine, right?
Yeah, I'm a former Marine.
Okay.
And when I was a Marine, I was a guy on welfare living on government handouts.
Mm, good point.
I didn't have a job because...
That's harsh, man.
Well, I mean, I was doing things, but I was doing things, and I was doing things that I maybe would rather have not have done just because I like to lead a life of leisure. But you have to have somebody ask you to do those things and then get the money from them voluntarily for it to be a real job to me. If I'm just doing stuff and then demanding money for it, that's not a job. So that guy, unless he's, you know, delivering pizzas on the side or something... He doesn't have a job, and he needs to get a job. He needs to stop living off the backs of Americans.
Tell it, brother.
I wasn't that tough on him, Johnny Ray. But
Johnny Ray can do it, man. He was formerly in the military, specifically the Marines. Nick, any further thoughts you want to share on this?
I'd like to get your opinion and input on colonizing. There are people that are discussing through various forms of web services colonizing and trying to set an example for a free humanity. These are people that, like myself, believe that they're sovereign beings. And if you look at the word sovereign itself, it really just means to be above rulership of anyone. Do you believe that you're a sovereign being?
Yeah, I like the idea of a sovereignty. I think that the concept, as I understand it, is that you are your own king of your own domain and no one else. You know, no, you're not in charge of anybody but you. I like that idea. And there are people who are coming together. In fact, the Free State Project is a great destination for people who love liberty. That's the reason why we're all together here in the studio tonight. Johnny Ray, myself, and Mark, we're all movers as part of the Free State Project. Have you heard about that yet?
I have, yes. And yes. what I would go into to tell the listeners that the battle of revolution doesn't have to come by way of war. It's actually a battle of the internal self and the internal consciousness, because if you can create inside yourself an internal monarchy of the mind, then you can create a peaceful external anarchy in society. It's the micro as to the macro effect.
Okay. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the Muslims, our Muslim friends would call that the internal, or the greatest jihad, actually, is the one that's on the inside. So the Free State Project, just for our listeners who haven't heard about it, is the idea of gathering 20,000 liberty-minded people, people that understand what freedom really means, that, you know, you have to let others be free in order for you to be allowed to be free, and that, you know, being free means to not harm anybody else, and, you know, to honor your agreements and to do no harm. And to people that understand those ideas are coming to New Hampshire. We've got over 1,600 people that are here now. Over 16,000 have pledged to make the move, and we want to get to 20,000. So hope to see you up this way. And Nick, thanks for your call tonight. Call anytime. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to check out more about the Free State Project, go to freestateproject.org. We'll continue with more on the CIA torture memo coming up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. CIA torture. The Pirate Bay is down. We'll talk about that later on if we get the chance. Also coming up, body cams. Johnny Ray has changed his mind. He is now opposed, as I understand it, to the police body cams. And I want to find out why that is.
Johnny. Positively opposed to
it. All right, because we'll get into that, because I feel like it's a good idea. So maybe you can persuade me, Johnny. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Skype in at username LRN.FM. So the CIA torture report is out, and it is 500 pages long. According to the story over at Reason.com, basically it's, you know, pretty clear that the CIA's been lying to you, lying to the media, lying to the executive branch, lying to the legislative branch, and lying to the Department of Justice. Basically lying to anyone who would ask them about.
Dick Cheney doesn't feel lied to.
Right.
Just a bunch of hooey.
Yeah, well, Dick Cheney said the report was a bunch of hooey without having actually read any of the report. So the story over the DailyBeast.com.
Dick Cheney always told the truth when he was in the White House.
The DailyBeast.com has the most gruesome moments of this report. And it starts out with what everybody knows about, the waterboarding. The claim is that the CIA said they've only done it to three detainees. However, the Senate report describes a photograph of a well-worn waterboard surrounded by buckets of water at a site where the CIA said they've never subjected a detainee to the procedure.
So that's a few extra.
Was this just a photo op waterboard, or did they actually use the device? You tell me. In a meeting with the CIA in 2013, the agency was not able to explain the presence of this waterboard. Well, where'd that come from? Contrary to the CIA's description to the department, so the first part was called well-worn waterboards, this section called near drowning. Contrary to the CIA's description to the Department of Justice, the Senate report says the waterboarding was physically harmful, leading to convulsions and vomiting. During one session, detainee Abu Zubaydah became completely unresponsive with bubbles rising through his open, full mouth.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded at least 183 times, which the Senate report describes as escalating into a series of near drownings. 183 times. Now, this is a pretty horrifying experience from the people like Mancow, a talk radio guy who submitted himself to being waterboarded. And I feel like there was a rap artist who did it, too. I just am forgetting who it was. But it was just a horrifying and very difficult experience. Why you would need to feel the need to do that to a human being once, let alone 183 times.
Because they've got that piece of information they aren't giving up.
It's crazy.
The thing is if they give you a piece of information, it's just as likely to be wrong as it is right.
Right. The dungeon-like...
Probably more likely to be wrong.
Salt pit. Opened in September of 2002, this poorly managed detention facility was the second site opened by the CIA after the 9/11 attacks. The Senate report refers to it by the pseudonym Cobalt, but details of what happened there indicate that it's a notorious black site in Afghanistan known as the Salt Pit. Although the facility kept few formal records, the committee concluded that untrained CIA operatives conducted unauthorized, unsupervised interrogation there. A Senate aide
who's getting some practice under their belt.
Senate aide who briefed reporters on the condition that he not be identified said that the Cobalt site was run by a junior officer with no relevant experience and that this person had issues in his background that should have disqualified him from working for the CIA at all. The aide didn't specify what those issues were, but suggested the CIA should have flagged them. The committee found that some employees at the site lacked proper training and had histories of violence and mistreatment of others. Standing on broken legs, in November of 2002, a detainee who had been held partially nude and chained to the floor died, apparently from hypothermia. This case appears similar to that of Ghul Rahman, who died of similarly explained causes at the Afghan site known as the Salt Pit in November 2002. The site was also called the Dark Prison by former captives. The aide said that the Cobalt site was dark, like a dungeon, and that experts who visited the site said they'd never seen an American prison where people were kept in such conditions. The facility was so dark in some places.
Can you imagine? I mean, that's a heck of a statement. We have never seen an American prison that was kept in such conditions.
The facility was so dark in some places that guards had to wear headlamps, while other rooms were flooded with bright lights and white noise to disorient detainees. At the Cobalt facility, the CIA also forced some detainees who had broken feet or legs to stand in stress-inducing positions, despite having earlier pledged that they wouldn't subject those wounded individuals to treatment that might exacerbate their injuries. Non-stop interrogation. Starting with Abdu Zabdiyah and following with other detainees, the CIA deployed the harshest techniques from the beginning, without trying to first elicit information in an open, non-threatening manner, the committee found. The torture continued nearly non-stop for days or weeks at a time. The CIA instructed personnel at the site that the interrogation of Zabdiyah, who'd been shot during his capture, should take precedence over his medical care. The committee found leading to an infection in the bullet wound incurred during his capture. Zabdiyah lost his left eye while in custody. How's that happen? The CIA's instructions also ran contrary to how it told the Justice Department the prisoner would be treated. Forced rectal feeding and worse.
What the hell is forced rectal feeding?
At least five detainees were subjected to rectal feeding or rectal hydration without any documented medical need. Quote, while IV infusion is safe and effective, one officer wrote, rectal hydration could be used as a form of behavior control.
I see. It's unpleasant.
Others
rectal
were
feeding. Yeah. Rectal feeding?
This is...
Like pumping oatmeal into somebody's anus?
No, water into... it's a way of hydrating you by putting basically fluids up your anus. This is,
if you won't drink or something like
this
that?
This is rape.
Or if you don't disallow them from drinking.
Others were...
You're not going to drink for 2 weeks, buddy.
That's... you will die.
Because we're going to be hydrating you anally.
Ah, yes.
Others were deprived of sleep, which could involve staying awake for at least 180 hours, sometimes standing, sometimes with their hands.
I don't know how they did that. I mean, they must have just taken, you know, like little micro naps, because you can't stay awake that long.
Sometimes with their hands shackled above their heads. Some detainees were forced to walk around naked or shackled with their hands above their heads. In other instances, naked detainees were hooded and dragged up and down corridors while subjected to physical abuse. At one facility, detainees were kept in total darkness and shackled in cells with loud noise or music and only a bucket to use for waste. Lost detainees.
Oh, that's just camping.
While the CIA has publicly held that about 100 detainees, the committee found that at least 119 people were in the agency's custody. The fact is they lost track, and they didn't really know who they were holding, the Senate aide said, noting that investigators found emails in which CIA personnel were surprised to find some people in their custody.
Hey, whoa!
The CIA also determined that at least 26 of its detainees were wrongfully held. Due to the agency's poor record keeping, it may never be known precisely how many detainees were held and how they were treated while in custody, says the committee. No blockbuster intelligence. The report will conclude the CIA's interrogation techniques never yielded any intelligence about imminent terrorist attacks. Investigators didn't conclude that no information came from the program at all. Rather, the committee rejects the CIA's contention that information came from the program that couldn't have been obtained through other means. That was rejected. That was what the CIA was claiming. We got information that you wouldn't have gotten through any other way besides torture. And the committee says that's nonsense. The Senate aide said, quote,
I think part of the sort of the argument was what is torture and what isn't torture. These things do sound like torture to me. But, for instance, talking to somebody for too long, these never-ending interrogations or whatever, is that torture? It's certainly not going to be pleasant, right? Like, please go away and let me take a nap. No naps while we're interrogating you, that kind of thing. So I think that there's...
Sleep deprivation is definitely torture.
Right, but where does it start and where does it end? One night?
Good question.
I don't know, right? Like these are
you need to have sleep every 24 hours, basically.
Sure, that's I won't disagree with that. But what if you only let them get 2 hours? So, I mean, I think that there's I would agree that there's a blurry line, but I would also say that a lot of this stuff stepped over it.
When you put detainees through these torture sessions, they will say whatever they can to get the interrogations to stop,
sure,
said the Senate aide. The Senate Intelligence Committee reviewed 20 cited examples of intelligence, quote, successes that the CIA identified from the interrogation program and found there was no relationship between cited counterterrorism success and the techniques used. Furthermore, the information gleaned during torture sessions merely corroborated information already available to the intelligence community from other sources, including reports, communications intercepts, and information from law enforcement agencies, said the committee. The CIA told policymakers in the Department of Justice that the information from torture was unique or otherwise unavailable.
Yeah, that was what got them the whole ability to do it, was saying, oh, this is special. We know that we said that torture didn't work before, but now we have new techniques that really do work.
Such information comes from, quote, the kind of good national security tradecraft that we rely on to stop terrorist plots at all times, said the Senate aide. In developing the enhanced interrogation techniques, the report said the CIA failed to review the historical use of coercive interrogations. The resolving techniques were described as discredited coercive interrogation techniques, such as those used by torturous regimes during the Cold War to elicit false confessions, according to the committee.
Right, pulling out people's teeth and that sort of thing. I still haven't heard from that person that supported torture in the past, and whether they still do. I mean, this would be the day, right, to come out and stand by your claim that torture works.
Well, so far, Dick Cheney and George Bush are...
Dick Cheney hasn't even bothered to read it, and George Bush has been painting his toes in the bathtub.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Hour number 2 is on the way. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design
Design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.